This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian troops have now struck an area, a strategic bridge, essential for Moscow to supply its forces occupying the country's south. The deputy head of the Moscow-appointed administration for the Kherson region said that the Ukrainian military struck the bridge across a river late Tuesday. He said the bridge remained standing, but its surface was pierced with holes, forcing a halt to traffic. The 1.4-kilometer bridge sustained serious damage in previous Ukrainian shelling last week. When it received multiple hits, it was closed for trucks but had remained open for passenger vehicles until the strike late Tuesday. President Joe Biden of the U.S. and Xi Jinping of China will speak Thursday. That's according to a U.S. official. Their first conversation in 4 months coming amid a new tension between Washington and Beijing over China's claims on Taiwan. The planned talks between the two leaders, the fifth in a series of regular check-ins, have been in the works for weeks. But the possibility of a visit to Taiwan by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat and second in line of succession to the presidency, has added fresh strain to the complicated relationship. Beijing is warning that it will take forceful measures should Pelosi visit the self-ruled island of Taiwan that China claims as part of its territory. The U.S. official has declined to be identified ahead of the public announcement. The schedule was first reported by Bloomberg. Again, President Joe Biden and the Chinese Xi Jinping expected to speak on Thursday, according to a U.S. official. Their first conversation in 4 months. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake has killed at least four people and injured dozens and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines. Patients were briefly evacuated from two hospitals and capital. Scientists say the 7-magnitude quake Wednesday morning was centered around the Abra province in a mountainous area where one person was killed, 25 injured, three villagers died and several more injured in two other provinces. A safety officer in the town near the epicenter told the Associated Press the ground shook like to travel to the hardest hit areas on Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden has improved enough from his coronavirus that he is able to resume his regular exercise routine. That's according to an update Tuesday from his doctor. And Dr. Kevin O'Connor wrote that Biden's symptoms have now almost completely resolved and all of his vital signs are good. They're meeting virtually with South Korean business executives. President Biden said that he is near the end of his COVID isolation.
I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here. But, you know, and you're well, you know what I mean. I hope that sounded awful, but I never looked that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
And meanwhile, the Biden took his fifth and final dose of Paxlovid, which is intended to prevent severe symptoms from COVID-19, on Monday night. Trump, former President Trump, and his former Vice President Mike Pence had speeches that put the GOP's stark divide on display. We get more details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Former President Donald Trump and his former Vice President Mike Pence were both in Washington Tuesday in separate and starkly different appearances. Trump was back in the nation's capital for the first time since Inauguration Day 2021. While critical of the Biden administration, Trump also resurrected the 2020 election.
I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes.
At a separate event, Pence said it's time to move on.
I believe conservatives must focus on the future to win back America.